Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Tasha Cobbs with For Your Glory, taking us down to 26 minutes to the hour of 3 o'clock. And right about now, I'm not solo. On the line, I've got Brendan Smith, and this afternoon, we are chatting matters pertaining to the Vision of Truth ministry team from Cape Town, who will be live in Pretoria very, very soon. I understand that there's a lot happening, but I'm not going to let the cat out the bag, because Brendan is here just for that. Brendan, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hi, good afternoon, Luca. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Really my pleasure, I must say. Now, tell us about Vision of Truth. Let's just start there. Who are you guys? Is it the event called Vision of Truth, or is it the band?
Oh, you know, it's actually, we're going to start out in the beginning, it's all about Jesus. I think that's the most beautiful thing about VOT. It was birthed in 2022 on the 12th of April, where God encountered me and he gave a clear mandate of what he requires of us.
Mm.
So VOT is, just to put it in simple words, it's a movement led by the Holy Spirit, showcasing God's grace through worship and testimony. And if you're going to break that two pillars down, the worship part, for us, worship is everything. It's in all forms. It's not just songs that we sing, but it's in our actions. It's actually our everyday encounter with him. And testimony part is based on 1 John 5:11, where it speaks about we accept human testimony, but the greatest testimony is the Lord, our God, that died for us and our sins. So we are key. We're based in Cape Town. We've been doing outreaches for the last 3 years here in the Western Cape and in the Northern Cape area. But this is the first time we're actually coming down to the Pretoria area. And
wow.
All by the grace of God. And, you know, this is so beautiful. We're not coming down, as they always say, the bulls versus the storm, or the storm versus the bulls. And we're actually coming down this weekend having one thing in common, and that is Jesus Christ. And that's the beautiful thing. We had the privilege of Pastor Soul inviting us down. God laid it on his heart to come down, and that is what we're doing. We're packing everything up. Most of the things are down there already. But tomorrow evening, by God's grace, the entire team will get on a plane and we'll be making our way down to meet Jesus this coming weekend.
I am so glad, Brendan, you mentioned you guys are getting on a plane. I was about to ask you, do you know how far Pretoria is from Cape Town, Puta? I was about to say, you guys still have a long way to go.
Yes, I know. We are super excited. We're super excited of coming down there and meeting meeting new people, and I always believe God has a way of just connecting us as believers, and also showcasing there's no boundary when it comes to the Lord. There's absolutely no boundaries.
Now, I believe, Brendan, you've partnered with Shadesh Missions Tabernacle this time around for this weekend, actually. Tell us why, what's happening this weekend exactly?
So this weekend is actually... where do I actually start? But the beautiful thing about CMT is as soon as the pastor reached out to us, the first question I asked him, I said, what did the Lord lay on your heart? Not knowing that the Lord has laid the same mandate on my heart, the reason why we're coming down.
Wow.
And we're going to start off on Friday evening at 7 p.m. and go all the way through until Sunday.
Wow.
So we will have a service on Friday evening at 7 p.m. And then Saturday morning, 9 a.m., we'll have a prayer time, spending time with the Lord to prepare for the evening, which is going to happen at 5 p.m. And then Saturday morning again at 10 a.m., the morning shop again. So just saying all of those things, it actually gets me overwhelmed thinking that the whole entire weekend we're going to need to minister, but it's also... We know by the strength of the Lord, he has a purpose and a plan for everything. So that will be happening this weekend at CMT in Silverton. I think the address is 289 the Boulevard Street in Silverton, Pretoria.
Wow.
So I can say the address. I have not been there yet. So I'm also going to go put into Google Maps and it's probably going to take me there. So everyone in the Pretoria area, Joburg area, put it in your put it in your Google Maps, and I believe that this weekend is going to be a blessed time. I know it's going to be a blessed time.
Now tell me, Brendan, as you guys were preparing from the time that, the pastor contacted you guys regarding this weekend, what's been the posture of your hearts as a team? I know we get excited and whatnot, but what do you feel that the Lord is having you carry to Pretoria this time around?
That is such a beautiful question. I think we always need to start right there. Posture of the heart. It's not like turning your heart away from the world, but it's turning your heart to the Lord.
Yep.
And we always, so this, to just give you some background, from this year we've had about 10 outreaches here in Caledon, Greyken, down to the Northern Cape in Springbok. So when this came our way, the first thing as a team, we just went to pray and fasting, asking the Lord, why do you want us to go down? I mean, you are the sovereign God. You don't need us.
Yeah.
You can do your work on your own. But it's just, we just mentioned again to me, is that we need to start understanding that we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
And if we can get to a point where we can all just shout one name, and that's the name of Jesus, and we all can gather in one place on one weekend and just showcase to everyone that Jesus is still the same God that he was yesterday.
Amen.
So our heart posture this weekend is literally just to glorify and lift up the name of Jesus. And when I say by that, I mean by everything that we do. It's just not. It's not a concert. It's not an event. It's, we're gonna worship, and He will come. And when He comes, we get out of the way, and God speaks to us. So that is always just our posture. Is we just worship. We just worship and worship and worship. And when He comes, we just bow down and listen to what He has to say.
You know what I'm loving about this conversation, Brendan? It truly gives no concert but a time of worship, because the whole idea that you're not coming just for Saturday evening, you're literally coming and just worshiping the whole week. And for me, personifies what you just said now. An outreach. This for you is not just a concert visitation, but it is an outreach. And that's beautiful, I must say. For me, it kind of confirms what you just said, that you guys have been praying about this. It's not just a, hey, we'll ascend the stage on Saturday and we're back to Kapstadt. Nope. But it's a full outreach.
No, that is exactly what it is. So, most important, it's free. That is one thing when God spoke to us there, it's now 3.5 years ago. There's one thing that He mentioned to me right in the beginning. He says, my life I gave up for you for free. All that you need to do is follow me. But the free part is actually comes with a huge sacrifice. And that is what we've been doing the last 3.5 years, is knowing whatever the Lord has done for each and every one of us within the team.
Yeah,
That's all that we can do, is showcase God's grace through the light that He shined in us. So this weekend, as you just mentioned, it's just free. Just come and just come sit in the presence of the Lord. There will be worship. But most important, we're going to go back to the scriptures. We're going to go back to opening up the word of the Lord and speaking about His word, which is our daily bread. So I'm excited. I know that people down there is excited. But there's still a lot that needs to happen leading up to Friday. And I really pray that everyone also intercedes, and we pray and we seek the face of the Lord, knowing that we are all in this together.
Absolutely amazing. If you can just one more time, Brendan, remind us of the address and just let us know, what do we need to do to be part of these services? Do we just show up? Is there registration, or we just come as we are?
So you're actually asking a very odd question. I'm not the media chief, but I'm going to try my best. So excuse me if anyone is, maybe I'm giving the wrong information when it comes to our socials, but
okay.
You can go on Facebook. You can find us on Vision of Truth. On Instagram and TikTok as v.o.t_sa. And TikTok is the same handle. And you can find us on YouTube also, Vision of Truth. And there's all the info regarding what is actually happening this weekend. If you have any questions, you are more than welcome to contact us. So on Friday evening, we will start off at 7 p.m. We will have a worship evening. And then on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., for me, this is probably the most beautiful part, is we're going to have a prayer session. Mm-hmm. We, as a team, we value this more than anything. I think if most people start understanding that our prayer is actually nothing, but that is what God is seeking of us. So 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, if you are free, please come make a turn. And we're going to pray for what God has in store throughout the weekend. And then Saturday evening at 5 p.m., we'll have the VOT, the evening. And then on Sunday morning, again, at 10 a.m. at CMT, we will have the service Sunday morning again. So the address again is 289 the Boulevard Street, Silverton, Pretoria. And if anyone has any questions, they're more than welcome to contact us. We also have a WhatsApp channel on the Vision of Truth. And the other number they can contact on is 076-412-5200. And we will gladly send all the info that is needed. But I believe we all these days equipped.
Yep.
To actually just find out easily what it is, and also they know your number also, so they can call into the radio also.
And get all the details, true.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I'm really, really glad that you're well-versed in all the details. So thank you so much. You're Cape Townian. I wasn't expecting you to know all these details, but listen, you got it all perfect. Thank you so much, Brendan. Any last words before I say goodbye and play out with... Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Sterktoring. Is that how you say it?
Yes, that is one of our songs.
Okay.
And, you know, just based on that, we're actually releasing, to keep your eye on, I think you guys will have the song soon. We're releasing our new original song, the second one this year, called Light of the World.
Uh-huh.
We're actually ministering at that this weekend also.
Wow.
So if anyone wants to really just this weekend, just need some time away from everything and just seek the face of the Lord. I mean, we are literally just coming down the same reason why everyone is coming down. We're all just going to meet Jesus and we're going to glorify the name of the Lord in one place, even if it is Pretoria. We are so looking forward to it. So, final words, that's the final words. Come, let's all glorify Jesus.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Brendan, and have a lovely week further.
You also, thanks so much. Have a blessed day.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.